is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump said there will be severe consequences if the Saudis did in fact kill a Saudi journalist, but he did not seem optimistic that Jamal Khashoggi is still alive. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
President Trump doesn't say what led him to conclude that Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi is dead, but he does say it would be bad for the Saudis if they're found to have been involved.
Well, it'll have to be very severe. I mean, it's bad, bad stuff. But we'll see what happens.
Trump adds he will respond based on the various investigations.
We're waiting for the results of about three different investigations, so we should be able to get to the bottom fairly soon.
Officials in Turkey say Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul by members of an assassination squad with ties to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The Saudis have dismissed those reports. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Two top officials in southern Afghanistan, including a powerful police commander, General Abdul Razik, have been killed in a shooting incident during a visit of the top U.S. general in Afghanistan. American General Scott Miller was unharmed. He was visiting the Kandahar province in the governor's compound for a meeting with the governor and other provincial officials. Local media said the participants were making their way to a helipad after the meeting when the shooting occurred. In addition to Razik, who had survived several previous Taliban attacks on his life, Thursday's assault killed the provincial intelligence chief and badly wounded the Kandahar governor. The United States is pushing back against claims by Russian President Vladimir Putin that the Islamic State terror group is starting to execute hundreds of hostages in Syria, including U.S. and European nationals. Putin made the claims Thursday during the forum in the Black Sea resort city of Sochi, saying IS has taken 700 people from a displaced persons camp in an area controlled by U.S.-backed forces. This is VOA News.